This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just back in from Alaska. We did two high school programs, and then we went to Valdez Convention Center on Saturday, and we're back. 11 hours there, 11 hours back, and we just want to say thank you very much to those that care enough about their communities as to actually doing something about the problem. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and that's exactly what preachers are called to do, is to guard that liberty by enforcing God's moral law unto salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. Now, folks, what we're going to be talking about today is a plethora of topics, and I need to make this quick so I can finish it out in the next 2 hours. What we're going to be talking about is setting the slaves free, and then we're going to be talking about what not to preach as to convert nobody. You're going to love this, but what it does is it's exposing the modern day preacher for what he has left off, namely God's commandments at every step of the way. It's written by none other than the Great Awakening preacher Charles Finney back in the 1700s, and tell me that it's not found to be true today, friends. It truly is. We're going to be talking about that during hour one and hour two. I also want to let you know that we much appreciate our listenership over here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You make us the number one radio program across the United States of America and internationally every Saturday. And we just want to tell you thank you for that, because we cannot do it without you. And I know why you listen, because you want the absolute truth, and that's what we're giving you. We're not giving you our opinions. We're giving you the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, who we are, not what people think we are. Folks, right during the break, did you catch this? Again, the criminal in the White House, whatever he says, look the other direction. Read Isaiah 5:20. They put light for darkness, darkness for light. They also put the truth for the lie and the lie for the truth. And I'm adding that for the very purpose that he said that there's over 14.5 million jobs created under his administration. Really? Man, that's not jiving with worst job reports in nearly 6 years. 102 million working age Americans do not have jobs. All by design, creating them to be good, useful little idiots, right? Like protesting Trump and beating up people that agree with Donald Trump because this criminal in the White House doesn't like them. So they go out and they buy these useful idiots known as paid provocateurs to stir up domestic insurrection, because they want the rest of you to believe that nobody's supporting the candidates that they don't like, say they. Or they're leading through opposition, one of the two. We're paying attention to this. But folks, what he says and what he does are exactly, friends, in direct contrast to what he says. Look the other direction, because that is what's happening coming from this administration. I also wanted to bring this up really quick, and then we're going to start rocking and rolling during the second segment here. But did you know that Godfrey Bloom quoted Murray Rothbard on the floor of the European Parliament? He said that the state is an institution of theft. Now, what he's talking about here is how these politicians over in Europe are taxing the people to death. And I want you to hear clearly as what a statesman sounds like, one that actually stands up for the laws of their respective countries, enforcing the laws of their respective countries. This is what a statesman sounds like. This is him on the floor confronting all of the other corrupt politicians on that floor. Listen carefully.
President, I'm minded actually to quote the great American philosopher Murray Rothbard here, that the state is an institution of theft writ large. Tax is just about a system where politicians and bureaucrats steal money from their citizens to squander in the most disgraceful manner. This place is no exception. Fascinatingly, and I really don't know how you manage to keep a straight face when you're talking about tax evasion. The whole commission and the commission bureaucracy avoid their taxes. You don't pay taxes like citizen pay taxes. You have all sorts of special deals, composite tax rates, high tax thresholds, non-contributory pension schemes. You are the biggest tax avoiders in Europe, and here you sit pontificating. Well, the message is getting home to the people of the European Union. You're going to find that Eurosceptics are coming back in June in ever greater numbers. In ever greater numbers. And I can tell you worse, as the people get your number, it won't be long before they storm this chamber and they hang you, and they'll be right.
Did you hear that, well, friends? They will storm this chambers, and they will hang you, and they will be right. On the floor, friends, in Europe. This is what needs to take place in this country, friends, is the fact that the American people are not going to stand down and allow corrupt politicians to steal more from them in the process of reallocating funds in the most horrific ways for the most horrific projects to create their bureaucracies and to work against the people that are the ones that are paying the taxes in the first place. This is what he's saying. This is what he said on the floor to the politicians, friends. Where are those in America? And what he said, by the way, is the history of tyrants. When people have had enough, they stand up and they say, we've had enough. So this individual was right in what he was saying when he was actually making reference to a philosopher from the United States of America. When is it that we're going to get representation in this country that's going to draw the line in the sand and say, no longer are we going to stand for your crimes against we the people? And sooner or later, saith a good representative, a good statesman or a stateswoman in this country, not only are we going to bring forth indictments, we're not only going to impeach you, first and foremost, Article 2, Section 4, but we're going to indict you and we are going to charge you. Hey, America, I know that you're well aware of what I'm saying right now, that you've had enough. As a matter of fact, all across the United States of America, I'm hearing a different conversation that I even heard a year ago. That people are sick and tired of being sick and tired of corrupt politics. But this is happening over in Europe. Look at all of the atrocities committed on those people by those that are to represent them. They're now getting to the point where they're saying, that is enough. And this individual said sooner or later, because he said they are coming together now, they are catching on to what you have been doing. And sooner or later, they're going to storm these chambers and they're going to hang each and every one of you. That's what he said. America, how about actually drawing the line in the sand and saying enough is enough? And if you go past these lines, this is how we're going to deal with you. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break. Segment 2 coming up. 1-866-582-9933.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, that's why when we're listening to the commercials from the self-proclaimed hypocritical counterfeit conservatives, as well as the Christians, talking about Barack Hussein Obama, continuously put a mic up to the criminal's mouth and listen to his lies, friends. You can always know what the truth is by the opposite of what he does. That's a fact. Folks, how many different names does he have? Hey, folks, Barack Hussein Obama is his Muslim name. His name is Barry Satoru. See, folks, there's an alias for everything this criminal is doing. He's got 47 different Social Security numbers. So the one that he's produced is not the real one. You talk about his birth certificate. The one that's been produced is not the real one. See, the opposite is true, friends. He's not one of us. It's just that simple. And everything this administration has done and is doing is antithetical, folks. He's at war with America. It's just that simple. He's at war with your country, America. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, before we get over to our two topics, Obama invokes scripture to justify deviant bathroom policy. Folks, he is a sick-minded devil. Nothing short of that. He is a sick-minded foreign devil. There's no better way to identify this individual than the way that I just did. He's a foreign devil. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Of course! Obama invokes scripture? Are you kidding me, friends? My reading of the scripture tells me that the golden rule is pretty high up there in terms of my Christian belief, he said during a town hall in Elkhart, Indiana. He said, what happened and what continues to happen is You have transgender kids in schools and they get bullied and they get ostracized and it's tough for them, Obama said. Really? Mr. My Christian faith? God says that homosexuality, sodomy, is crimes against nature. Romans 1:24. Going back to Leviticus 18:22 and Leviticus 20:13 and 27 other references condemning the act of sodomy. But he's talking about how his Christian faith and his Christian belief, friends, says the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We need to look out for those that are committing crimes against God. Did anybody catch this? Is anybody paying attention to what the Word of God says rather than what the devil says? And you think you have the truth in you to fall for the devil's lies, friends? No. No. I mean, folks, listen. He has sympathy, and he wants you to have sympathy for the transgendered kids. How many schools do you suppose he's been in, friends? Zero. I've been in over 360 of them. Folks, if I was to tally that, we're probably up to 380, 400. I don't know. But the bottom line is I've been in 360 high schools, friends, and I've yet to meet anybody that was ever to the point where they thought they were that confused to believe they were transgender. This is all premised on a lie. There's no truth in this. This is how they force this down your throat. And keep in mind what GLSEN, Kevin Jennings, said. Remember the safe schools are that Barack Hussein Obama appointed over the schools in the United States of America, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education, whose icon was Harry Hay, who's from NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, whose slogan it was during gay pride parades is sex before eight is before it's too late. He wants you to sympathize with these people. And I want to tell you something, friends. It's him that he wants you to sympathize with his state. Because this is mask off, friends. This is mask off. Sons of Liberty Media.com, gender identity indoctrination coming to kindergartners in Washington state. Folks, this is criminal. If you live in the state of Washington, get an attorney. You have a sure win. You have a sure win, friends. This is criminal. And whoever's advocating this needs to be thrown in jail for a very long time. If I was to go into a public school today and try to indoctrinate the kids with what this government is attempting to do to your kids, I would be thrown in prison for a long time. A long, long time. Why are you sitting down, America? Why are you sitting down on these criminals? Your kids. We're talking about your kids here, friends. I was just in Alaska. We were on a back road, a highway in Alaska, beautiful Alaska. And lo and behold, about a mile in front of us, maybe 2 miles in front of us, we could see this humongous moose. And we looked behind this humongous moose that was going the direction that we were driving, along with her two little calves in the back. And as we got closer and closer to this huge moose and these two little baby calves, brand new little guys, by the way, the closer we got to her and her calves, the more she became adamantly set to guard and to protect her children. Folks, is it time to look to creation to understand God's purpose? As we got closer to that moose and to the two calves, the more aggressive she became in defense of her little calves. Not in America, no. 3,700 babies are murdered today because America doesn't understand creation or its creator. But you have the will of God given unto you, and God said he hates hands that shed innocent blood, Christian nation. As we got really close to the moose and her two calves, you know what she did? She got to the point where she was poising herself to actually ram and to stampede and to charge the vehicle that we were in, namely the one that was in front of us. Wait a second. A moose protecting her calves? Human beings allowing corruption to make their children a prey in public schools? And even on the head charge of all this, who's heading this charge up? A known felon pedophile? And the president is saying that either you better or else? Hey, America, look to the moose! Hey, America, look to the animals if you don't have enough common sense to understand what you are called to do in defense of your children. Because even the moose understand you don't go there. It was poised. poised to charge our vehicles, friends. As a matter of fact, in Alaska, it's not the bears you have to worry about, it's the moose that you have to worry about. But try to steal a cub from a mama bear. How's that going to work? Look to nature to understand the mind and heart of God, friends. It really comes to this. Well, I'll tell you what, that evolutionary theory that's been thrown on you for the last 5 and 6 decades, apparently it's taken. Oh, but we don't believe that. We don't believe that. Oh, you don't? Then why are children being murdered in the womb? And why are your children becoming a prey to criminals that are guilty of the crimes that they're advocating, friends? Haven't you heard of Bathhouse Barry, friends? Go to Larry Sinclair online, and he'll tell you all about the man that you thought it was funny that just got back from a 57-state tour, which just happens to be the number of states in the Muslim nation, and everybody laughed it off, but everybody laughed off the fact that he was gay, too. Oh, no, no, no. Well, then he said he was against homosexual marriage. No, he said he was against this, and then what happened once he got into place, friends? He began to backtrack every step of the way. He wanted to show you who he really was. He's proud of the fact that he's destroying your country and even making your children a prey. America, you've got a lot to be proud of, let me tell you. You've got a lot to be proud of. Good for you. Look at this. You know, I can get on the phone and I can talk to my friends about how bad this president is, and then I can turn the TV on and I can watch a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. Which one matters more? Will God not avenge such a nation as this? Oh, America. Oh, America. Wow, wow, wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Barack Hussein Obama warns Americans to be prepared for a disaster. America, mark my words. Look to Russia and look to the Chinese. If they attempt, through the communists, to create domestic insurrection, that's to get your eye off the ball. Mark my words. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's this loon again. Glenn Beck suspended after talking about taking out Trump as president. Folks, the guy's lost his mind. He's got a lot of vindicating of himself to do, friends, in the sense of backtracking and setting things right. Maybe he should get away from his false doctrine. Maybe he should get some people around him that love him enough to tell him the truth. Or maybe Glenn should take responsibility and read the Word of God for what it says rather than what somebody told him it says. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks, I've warned you of this, and here it is again. Husband charged after killing wife's would-be rapist. Listen carefully, friends. A man was going to rape a man's wife, and this man went and lawfully dealt with him. And now the state is coming in and saying, we're going to charge you for killing the man that wanted to rape your wife. Yes, America, this is why it's important for you to become involved with the system every step of the way, because you are the government. And by the way, this is European government. And you want a sick, arbitrary government, friends? Then just sit back and do nothing like you have been.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Into the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, please give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. Are you as angry about what's going on in this country as I am? And there is a righteous indignation, friends. But just sharing with you during the last break how when we were in Alaska, there was a moose with two little calves. The closer you got to her, the more she was poised to attack. And in this country, well, you just go ahead and do whatever you want with our kids. I mean, you've already convinced us to murder 3,700 of them a day because we said it was okay. Now we want to attack your kids. Now we want to make your kids a sexual prey to sexual predators. We gave them the green light. But when the crimes are committed against your kids, we want you to blame somebody else, not the responsible party. Just talk about the specifications of the weapon used, but don't talk about the person that pulled the trigger. No, don't want to do that. Then that means we would actually have to stand up and do something about it. No, we would rather just sit back and allow the crime to be committed and then deal with the predators, right? Or perpetrators. Both apply. Hey, folks, did you know SonsOfLibertyMedia.com? Hillary has buried documents for decades. First Lady's fingerprints found on missing files. There were missing documents during Travelgate and Whitewater scandals. And Hillary was investigated and fingerprinted at the time. After some time, the previously missing files were found with Hillary Clinton's fingerprints on them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. But did you also know, this is another article from another contributor. Hillary faces 10 years in prison if her email server was hacked. A recent Gallup poll shows that more than half of the Democrats, remember how I shared with you, friends, that when you're talking about the left or you're talking about the Democrats, you're talking about those that are not ruled by law, which makes them outlaws, which makes them criminals, right? A recent Gallup poll shows that more than half of the Democrats would still support Hillary even if she was indicted. Why? Because they're just as guilty as hell as she is, literally. That's why they would support her. Hey, friends, going back to Jesus Christ, who hung Jesus Christ? Who had him hung? the guilty. They desired a murderer in the place of the Lamb of God, who was without sin. Who did they kill? They killed the innocent or the guilty? No, they wanted Barsabbas. They, hey, man, we want you. We'll release the murderer and we'll deliver up the Christ. And it was the religious hypocrites of the day that were crying out with the Herodians, crucify him, crucify him. See, they wanted a guilty one delivered unto them, friends. Why? Because they were just as guilty of the crime. But God didn't leave himself without witness. After some time, there was great judgment upon that country for over 300 years. Old English, 1,100 of them were crucified to the walls in Jerusalem. How'd that work out for them? Your blood be upon us. Let his blood be upon us. Let his blood be upon us. Nope, remember just yesterday, friends? I was telling you that you either live for the blood or the blood will be there to condemn you. Read the Word of God. Use a little common sense and study history, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, but there you have it. Benghazi warrior, Hillary Clinton has no soul. Oh, friend, she has a soul. There's no question that she has a soul. But that soul belongs to the devil. And for some reason or another, for 40 years in this country, the American people have sat down and let the devil do what the devil does best. Lie, steal, and kill. John 10:10. Destroys also in there as well. But there's three of them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Target, Obama created a video, Voyeur's Paradise. Now, for those that don't know what a voyeur is, it's a person who gains sexual pleasure from watching others when they are naked or engaged in sexual activity. Well, that's exactly right. But folks, I told you that right off the bat. It just takes a little while for some people to catch on. But this is where we're at in this country today. They're the responsible party. A couple more here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and Obama's America. A Somalia Muslim war criminal is allowed to work security at Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. Hey, folks. Hey, folks, first of all, this isn't Obama's America. This is we the people's America, one nation under God, because God has shed his grace upon it. Now, when we respond to that, and we take responsibility and we see our obligations before heaven, we'll respond to that and we'll understand that this is what dictators do. They bring in criminals from the outside to disrupt what's going on the inside because they want to plunder that nation. But, again, a Somalian Muslim war criminal is allowed to work security at Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. Just wanted to let you know, those little perverts and criminals that are putting their hands on you and your wives and your children, who are they? It's a whole different show, but the TSA criminals, folks, it's a pretended authority. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I was just in Alaska on the way back. It's interesting how these people love to target old people, especially those that are in wheelchairs. It is offensive and it is illegal, friends. It is a pretended authority. It is not lawful, nor did they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, but they created it out of thin air to violate we the people. Just wanted to let you know. Well, what if we didn't have the TSA? I'm so glad they're there. Who are they? Why don't you find out who they are before you feel so secure about yourself by them putting their hands all over you? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Shock report? No, this is not a shock report. The terrorists are here. Folks, yeah, they sure are. Border Patrol confirms they've been smuggled in through Mexico. They haven't been smuggled in. They've walked in. They've flown in. Hey, folks, when you go through the airport lines, who's asking you for your information? Who's patting you down? Who's going through your bags? Who's asking you what's in your bags? That applies to those that are from America. It doesn't apply to those that are not from America. No, we can't have that. That's discrimination. That's racism, say they. No, that's law. I was just talking to my father-in-law on the way back from Alaska. It's interesting to know that, you know, when I was a kid, I remember walking into the airport to, as a matter of fact, even sometimes the stewardesses would actually let you go on the airplane to look at what your relatives were going to fly in. Pretty cool stuff. Now you get these criminals literally putting their hands, and by the way, it's not one of them, it's all of them, because they're violating your rights, friends. they're violating your rights. And first of all, we need to understand terror. And just a reminder, remember terrorism defined. It was originally defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as government by intimidation. That is the definition that is applied today, friends, because this is government by intimidation. Giving privileges to criminals and stealing away the rights of the American people who have forfeited their rights. That's why America is in trouble. There we have it. There we have it. I want to highlight one more article here. Erdogan, infidels, good for nothing. They try to destroy Islamic values. In other words, those that don't go along with the political ideology of the Islamic faith, which is, that's all it is, friends. See, they mean to crush everybody. That's why this is happening globally. They mean to crush everybody, suppress everybody, and plunder all the nations that refuse to give themselves to a one-world government. Nothing new under the sun. Hitler did the same thing. But listen to what he said. This is the Turkish president, Erdogan. He said, infidels, good for nothing, they tried to destroy our Islamic values. There's a picture of him and Barack Hussein Obama, folks, which is sick. And when I'm saying it's sick, you know there's a lot of corruption going on behind closed doors. But who has advocated more? The illegal acts of sodomy in this country more than this criminal, and his predecessor too, George W. Bush, was doing the same thing for those that weren't paying attention. I've got letters here signed by him to homosexual communities, to sodomite communities. But what's interesting to note, friends, is when you're looking at this picture, there's intimacy in this picture. It's sick. But then again, this is the same guy that bows to foreign kings. Not just once, but several times. But America, you've seen the videos of him doing this too. Why would he do something like that? Did you also know that just recently, on Sons of Liberty Media.com, did you also know that Barack blames right-wing conservative media for anger of white Americans? What, for inciting the law? Because, to be honest with you, friends, Sons of Liberty Media.com is the only one that I know that does that. See, when the law comes, sin revives. And see, he doesn't want you to know that he's violating the law. But the only way to know that is when you make reference to the law. And he's supposed to be a constitutional scholar, friends, but he never talks about the Constitution. He's just there to trample it, to tear it down, to recreate it in his own devilish image. One more. I'm sorry, friends. I'm trying to eat this third segment up here before I start rocking and rolling on the next topic. There's another picture on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Turkish president says no Muslim family should engage in birth control. Nope. Breed them out. Friends, you need to understand they're attempting to breed you out, breed out your posterity. And yet you have the freedom to do the right thing. Are you redeeming that time? I hope so. And so do your kids. But folks, there's a picture of the Turkish president with his hand on Barack Hussein Obama's face with the Prime Minister Merkel, who said that Islam and Germany belongs to Islam. Well, she's tearing down the German flag in between the two of them. It's an intimate picture. When you're looking at these pictures, tell me there's not a whole lot more going on behind closed doors, friends, than the way that these pictures portray them, because it doesn't get more revealing than these pictures do. And I'll highlight this one finally. Former KGB agent describes how to brainwash a nation. It sounds eerily familiar, but in America they don't have to worry about that. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. And the Lord said, just acknowledge your transgressions. But they would not. He said, deliver yourselves from these abominations, because you weren't liberated to serve these foreign gods or these abominations. He said, repent. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, so what we did to get to topic, if you remember right, friends, we were talking about what William Booth incited, which, of course, was the Word of God, and this is how he came up with this revelation. He said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity, and Christianity without Christ, and forgiveness without repentance, and salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. I want to define the word repentance really quick for you. Webster's 1828. Remember, it was actually Noah Webster who actually wrote that dictionary. Webster's 1828 dictionary. On the front, when you open up the front cover, you'll find a page with a big picture of him. And it says right under him, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. Not one to violate God's moral law. The definition is this. Real penitence. Sorrow or deep contrition for sin, for violating God's moral law, as an offense and dishonor to God, a violation of His holy law, and the basis in gratitude towards a being of infinite benevolence. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation is the reference given, 2 Corinthians 7 and Matthew 3. Repentance is the relinquishment of any practice from conviction that it has offended God. Okay, so that's what the word means. And William Booth said, forgiveness without repentance. And this is exactly what you're seeing today in this country. You've seen this in this country for the last 50 and 60 years, friends. Right? Now, I want to take that over to Harriet Tubman. It was said that Harriet Tubman, the great abolitionist, said, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only that they knew that they were slaves. America, I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. Hey, to he who committeth sin is a servant of sin, Jesus said. It's the Son of Man that maketh men free. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. Free from what? Free from sin. And when one repents before a just and a holy God for violating his moral law, Galatians 3:24, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, you'll begin to understand because of what God did through his Son Jesus Christ, gratitude fills your heart. The love of God fills your heart. Who's been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you, Romans 5:5. And see, out of gratitude, what does that lead towards? It leads towards absolute obedience to a just and a holy Christ. And what will the fruits be thereof? Well, righteousness, goodness, and truth, Ephesians 5. Okay? So I freed 1,000 slaves. I would have freed 1,000 more if only they knew that they were slaves. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut this up so I can get to the next hour how to preach without actually converting anybody. And you're going to find out this is exactly what they, hirelings and whores, have been preaching. And it's not so much as to what they say, it's what they don't say. And then America, you wonder, where is the Holy Ghost? Where, oh, where is the Holy Ghost? He bears witness to the truth. To he who hath the Son hath life. But to he who hath not the Son hath not life. And again, the Holy Ghost bears witness to the truth. And we know through the book of Acts that the Holy Ghost is given unto those that actually obey him. And why do they do that? Again, out of gratitude. Because of our love for him. He who died for us. Okay? As many know, just last week, co-founder of TBN, Jan Krause, you know, the purple-haired grandma, she died of a massive stroke. And what I want to lay to you, friends, is the Crouch family issued a statement on the passing of Miss Crouch. I want you to listen carefully. Lauren and I have just watched the transition of our precious mother. And I say this, folks, with sympathy, okay? And I'm not going to lay the sympathy to their ignorance. I'm going to lay the sympathy to them for the loss of their mother. But I want you to listen to what they said, okay? I just watched the transition of our precious mother from this world to the next. We watched her step in the presence of Jesus and into our heavenly reward. Jan Crouch, known around the world as Mama Jan, has gone home. Gone home where? Jan Crouch loved many things, but most of all, she loved Jesus. And now has seen him face to face and has experienced his grace and fullness. She has taken a piece of our hearts with her, but it's so wonderful to know that Paul and Jan Crouch are together again in the arms of Jesus. Really? Hey, folks, I got a quick question for you. Wasn't it Jesus that said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his soul? And the only thing I hear from these charlatans, which defines out to be those that pervert the truth to get your money. Wasn't it true? The only thing they did, they didn't preach, what is it for a man to gain the whole world yet and lose his own soul? They preached, lose your soul and gain the world. And wasn't it Satan himself that said, if you bow down to me, having the audacity to tempt the Son of God, if you would just bow down to me after showing him the kingdoms of the world, he said, I'll give all this to you. Isn't this what they were offering to the world? As a departure from the things of God? Hey, folks, if you understood the Word of God, this is really easy to figure out. This is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. This is another Jesus, like Bar-Jesus, right? But look at Deuteronomy 13 and Deuteronomy 18. And what's the message of the false prophets? Those that mean to pull you away from the God of heaven. Hey, folks, where was the preaching of the cross? Hey, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. Where was the cross? I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Where was the preaching of the cross by these people? Jesus said to he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Where were these people preaching the cross of Jesus Christ? For me, to live is Christ. To die is gain. Where were these people preaching the cross of Jesus Christ? Jesus said to those that follow me must deny themselves and take up their cross. He didn't say empty your wallets. Matter of fact, it says in 1 Timothy 6:2, those that preach gain is godliness from such withdrawal. And the Bible tells us right before that they're destitute of the truth. What do you mean she's in heaven and she's with her husband Paul, who deceived the nations into believing that Jesus is standing there with his hands open saying, "Gimme, gimme, gimme, my name is Jesus, my name is Jimmy." Where was the cross? They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I didn't hear none of this. I didn't hear none of this denying yourself. I didn't hear none of this losing your life for Christ. I didn't hear none of this deny yourself and take up the cross. I didn't hear none of that. I just seen folks on television with painted hair, fake tears coming down their face, crying out for your money. And the American people in the world and their stupidities and their biblical inaccuracies and illiteracies, friends, actually sent them money. In the millions, yearly. Wow! Folks, just when you, again, friends, you can't make this stuff up. You can't fix stupid. Because these people willfully do the things that they do. They heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. They sent them millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they're in the arms of Jesus? Friends, here, listen, with all due respect to those who should know better, again, what Jesus are these people talking about? Because it's not the Jesus of the Bible in any way, shape, or form. When it comes to what these charlatans preached, read again, 1 Timothy 6:5. Forgive me, I said 6:2. 1 Timothy 6:5. And what does the scripture say about these individuals? Listen carefully. This was Jesus. Listen to what he said. Enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate. Hey, friends, did you hear these people reproving people for sin as it tells us to in the book of Timothy? No. If you ask these people to define sin, they couldn't even tell you the definition. They would say it's missing the mark. No, it's not. It's the violation of God's moral law. It's the transgression, 1 John 3:4. Did you ever hear these people condemn homosexuality or preach out against abortion? No! Well, then let me ask you something. Where's the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment? Where's the message, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? They weren't preaching it. No, they were preaching the wide way to hell, not to life. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. That's their message. They left off God's moral law. They left off reproof. Hey, folks, Scripture tells us, in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Now, these people believe it was the devil. Really? The devil corrects? No. He entertains. He pulls you away from the cross. These are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, and they're in heaven? Hey, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Beware of false prophets is the first thing the Lord said right after that. Which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Oh my goodness, friends. You want to talk about dealing with these sort of people? I got a couple stories I'd like to tell you. I remember when I got first saved 20 years ago, long-haired rocker dude, going to these pastoral meetings at these prosperity churches when I was a brand new baby, asking 1,000 questions because what I seen in the Word wasn't what was happening behind closed doors or before the face of the people who should have knew better. Folks, I seen so much gold on one woman's hand, she could have fed 14 different third world nations. And they're up there every Sunday and Wednesday begging for more money so they can feed themselves. We're going to come right back to this on the other side of the break. Hour two coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to jump in at any time, do so. Don't watch your emails.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. received a complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.